Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witch School's Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witch School's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years, and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Welcome to the Soapbox Witch. I'm your host, Onyx. Thank you for joining me on this magical journey of thought seed farming. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with me. Good evening. My name is Onyx, and I am the Soapbox Witch. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Today is June 20th, 2015. This is a pre-recorded episode, so I am not live in the chat room with you. But if you have any questions or comments, moans, groans, cries, bitches, or complaints, you can email me at revonixhp@ladyofthecircle.org. In this episode, I want to talk about bunnies. And I want to talk about the reed. And I want to talk about peace. In our community, there seems to be a trend toward people using the term bunny, fluffy bunny, little white bunny, all these terms that they're using in a negative fashion when they're talking about other people within the community. Well, I'm going to tell you, let's think about the bunny for a moment, the rabbit. Let's think about it. Rabbits are soft and they're humble. Rabbits don't pose a threat to anyone. But let's remember that it's the rabbit that goes down the hole into Wonderland so easily. It was the rabbit that led Alice into her journeys. Another point to remember is that the rabbit lives in the hedges. The hedges are those liminal areas between the civilized world of man and the wilderness, or the liminal areas between two worlds. If we watch the rabbit when it is afraid or it's frightened or it needs to get away, it doesn't run all over the place trying to find a place to get away or keep running. It will find a place to hide quickly. The rabbit will not stand and fight unless it's cornered. And I want to remind you that rabbits have very sharp teeth and very sharp back claws. For those of you who are Monty Python fans, remember the Vorpal Rabbit. Rabbits are also known for their ability to procreate. We've all heard it, you know. They're having babies all over the place. Well, that's a form of creation. That is creation in its barest essence. So they're very, very creative. Always. And there's even one species that can get pregnant with a second litter while the first litter is still in gestation before it's born. So before you start talking about how being a bunny is a negative thing, consider those things. They're humble. They easily move between the worlds. They even live between the worlds. They're extremely creative. They know when to hide. And they have an excellent ability and tools to defend themselves if they feel it's necessary. So in the grand scheme of things, I really don't think being a bunny is such a bad thing. Something to think about. Next time someone calls you a bunny, or the next time you decide to call someone else a bunny. Another tier of my soapbox I would like to step up on tonight, I want to talk about the reed. Yes, the Wiccan reed. Now, the reed, everyone knows, or everybody should know, is the most basic expression of ethics in Wicca. There's two simple lines. And ye harm none, do what ye will. Or if we modernize that a little bit, it would be, as long as it harms none, do what you will. If something is harmless, you're permitted to do it. Now, a lot of people abbreviate the Wiccan reed to two words: harm none. There's a problem. The problem is that when we say harm none, that phrase means something completely different than "and it harm none, do what you will." In saying harm none, this is a commandment telling you not to cause harm. "And ye harm none, do what you will" is permissive. It's giving a set of circumstances where you may do as you wish without judgment. And this seems to be the crux of the issue when people are talking about Wiccans being pacifists and all this. Oh, they will tell you, well, you know, harm none but take no crap. Well, think about this, okay? You cannot harm none. When you're threatened, you need to defend yourself. When you're hungry, you have to destroy life in order to live. That's how the universe works. And understanding how the universe works is part of what we do. If you think that harm none just means that you have to be pacifist or vegetarian or vegan, then you're drawing a very arbitrary line in regard to what counts as harm. So let's talk about actions that do cause harm. Consider that it's a balancing act between the positive gain and the negative harm. The classic example, okay? Are you killing an animal for food? Most people would say that that's acceptable, especially if the killing is done as humanely as possible. Are you killing the animal because you want to see something die, or you want to put a trophy on the wall, or, you know, you want to have a rug or a pair of shoes? Well, most people would say that no, That is, that there, the negative harm outweighs the positive gain. I want to bring into this conversation something that Doreen Valente wrote in a book called An ABC of Witchcraft, Past and Present. It was published in 1973. For those of you who do not know who Doreen Valente is, she was one of the prime movers and shakers of the early years of the Wiccan movement. If you don't know who she is, then please Google Doreen Valente. You'll understand why I choose to use something that she's written. In that book, An ABC of Witchcraft, Past and Present, Doreen Valente writes, and I quote, "Witches do not believe that true morality consists of observing a list of thou shalt nots. Their morality can be summed up in one sentence: do what you will, so long as it harms none. This does not mean, however, that witches are pacifists. They say that to allow wrong to flourish unchecked is not harming none. On the contrary, it is harming everybody." End quote. And I'll come back to that later when I talk about peace later in the episode. But right now, let's drive on. Let's continue to chase this rabbit, so to speak. The word read means advice. It's not a law. It means advice. I really believe, I mean, in my heart of hearts, that we as humans will never be able to formulate a set of words or a phrase that will ever be able to express a truly perfect law of ethics. So in this regard, each of us is left to decide what ethical behavior truly means in each circumstance. So where did the Wiccan read come from? You know, where'd it come from? A lot of people will say that Gerald Gardner borrowed and adapted the Law of Thelema from Aleister Crowley. Now, the Law of Thelema says, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." A lot of people will say that Crowley got it from another place, and that may be true. But where Crowley's Law of Thelema originated is another discussion altogether. The sad thing is that some people confuse these two statements as the same thing. Sometimes they will even say that one is the other. They'll cross-label them. They'll mix them up. Now, having studied a lot of Crowley's work and having studied with people who have studied Crowley's work, and Israel Regardé being one of my favorite authors when it comes to the occult and the magical, I'd like to explain to you that the Law of Thelema does not say you can do whatever you want. To Crowley, true will was the calling each person has to attune to the harmony of the universe, to be in harmony with the universe. Thelema, which is the religion that came from his teachings, embraces the idea of finding and following your own true will, regardless of obstacles. Now remember that the true will is acting in harmony with the universe. So since that true will creates harmony, following that true will creates harmony. A destructive path would be contrary to that. For many, this might be a little bit of a different look on what Crowley was saying. Now, Lilith McLellan, in her book, Out of the Shadows, Myths and Truths of Modern Wicca, she presents another parallel to the reed. It was a statement that was written by St. Augustine in about the 4th century. And it translates to love and do what you will. Now, St. Augustine's original phrase was in Latin, but that's what it translates to, love and do what you will. Did Gardner draw from St. Augustine? I don't think so. I don't think so. Knowing a little bit about some of the work of Gerald Gardner, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. But I guess what I'm trying to point out is that the general idea in the reed is not a radical idea. If we do things in love and we seek harmony and we weigh the pros and cons of our actions, how is this not a good rule of thumb for ethical living? One other thing of dealing with the reed that I would like to point out, I guess is the right way to put it, I'd like to point out. A lot of people will refer to a poem called Reed of the Wicca. Long, long, long poem. I'm sure most of you have read it or at least seen it. They'll say this is the Wiccan reed. That's not true. The Reed of the Wicca is a separate item, a separate document, separate writing that just happens to include the Wiccan reed at the end. If you look at it, it also talks about the threefold law. I want to remind you that the Reed of the Wicca, the I believe it's 26 stanza poem, came from a very specific tradition or denomination within Wicca. It delineates quite a few different things, some of which are Old English common folk knowledge. Some are specific to Wicca. I have a show that I will do at some other time where I dissect that Reed of the Wicca and discuss it. But that's a discussion for another day. And I know I've been told plenty of times, why do you tell me, why do you give me this little hook and say, oh, we'll talk about that later? Well, because my mind works on tangents sometimes. And I'm trying my best not to get off on a tangent. So we'll talk about that on another episode. Just like I said earlier, we'll talk about where Crowley got the Law of Thelema. We'll talk about that another time, too. But the Rite of the Wicca, the long poem that I'm referring to, came out of a very specific denomination, tradition, inside Wicca, from Wicca. And why would there be any expectation that Wiccans be held accountable to the practices of a tradition or a denomination that they don't belong? Doesn't make any sense. The Wiccan read, though, and it harm none, do as thou wilt, is not equivalent to the phrase harm none. The Wiccan read is not a law, it's advice. The Wiccan read challenges us to consider our choices and our actions carefully. It challenges us to weigh the pros and cons of our decisions. And remember that Dorian Valente talks about how if we allow harm to go unchecked, then if we extrapolate from that, if we allow this harm or this wrong to go unchecked, then we're not harming none. By making that choice not to do anything about it, we are choosing to harm everybody. So I want to leave you into a musical break with that. And I'll come back on the other end of the song and we'll discuss peace.
A thousand lives given to live just a few more. bomb for a father, a bullet for a son, and a smile for a child that carries a gun. Only one God can be right when all's said and done. It's only human. It's only human. It's only human.
Welcome back to the Soapbox Witch. Whether you're live or in the archive, you had a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend time with me. Welcome back to the Soapbox Witch. I am Onyx, your host. Before the song break, I talked about my thoughts on the bunnies, and I talked about my thoughts on the Wiccan reed. And now I want to talk about peace. I believe that peace cannot exist without justice. Because if there is injustice, there is no peace. And I believe that peace and justice cannot exist without love. Love is the universal solvent. And I want to remind you, at least in my opinion, you can love someone and not like what they're choosing to do. You can love someone for who they are and not like what they're doing and what they're choosing to do. Love them for their potential. Love everyone for their potential. Love them for who they are down deep inside, each and every one of us. Are divine within. Pull in a little bit of theology from other faith groups to illustrate my point for those of us who are pagan immigrants. But those of you who were pagan native, this is kind of old hat, I'm sure. But consider this. In Christian theology, God is said to be everywhere, omnipresent. So there is not a single place in reality where God does not exist. Because if that were true, if there were a single place, if there was a single location, one spot in all of reality where God did not exist, then God would not be everywhere by definition. So this divine, this ultimate divine, is everywhere, including everywhere in me, and including everywhere in you. And including even within the hearts of those who we consider to be the most evil incarnations we have ever seen. The divine exists there too. We are all eminently divine. Now, am I talking about, am I saying we need to go out and just lay hugs on everybody and love and you know, pretty little unicorns dancing through the skies, farting rainbows? No, that is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we need to be in communion with everything. We talk about being in communion with the divine, in that close personal relationship with the divine, that close spiritual personal relationship with the divine. Well, if the divine is immanent and the divine is everywhere, then doesn't it follow that we should have that communion with everything? Because if God is everywhere, if the divine is everywhere and within everything and within everyone, and we want a close personal and spiritual relationship and understanding that we are a part of that divine, then we need to understand that even those people who we detest their choices are also divine within. They may not realize it. They may realize it and deny it. We don't know their hearts, but we do know that they're eminently divine. Switching back over, backing up a little bit to what I talked about in the read, where, you know, Doreen Valente, I read the quote from Doreen Valente, and she talks about how if we allow wrong to flourish unchecked, we are not harming none. We are harming everybody. Keep that in mind and put those two together. So we need love, and we need justice, and we need education, and we need perseverance, and we need to stand our ground for what is right, all wrapped in a shell of understanding that we're all divine by essence. And that at that level, we need to develop or to understand and have that love that is spoken about in the Greek philosophers known as agape, unconditional love. Love that does not expect anything in return. That's what we need to develop for everyone. I know, yes. But I can't love the people who are murdering, you know, hundreds of people or you know, shooting up churches. I can't love them. Yes, you can. You can love them unconditionally. I can't love those people over in the Middle East that are destroying ancient relics and beheading people. Yes, you can. You can love them unconditionally. Love that divine essence within them. And love them enough to say, we're not going to take this anymore. Love them enough to take action. Let me speak to the heart of all you parents out there. If your child is making bad choices and you love them, do you let them continue to make bad choices? Well, you love them. They can do what they want. I love them, so they can do what they want. No, we don't as parents. We correct them. We redirect them. And if necessary, we punish them. Because we love them. To do anything else would not be love, would not be showing love. Love everyone. Because everyone out there, everyone and everything is divine. And if we tout saying that we want to have a close spiritual and loving relationship with the divine that is imminent, then we cannot not love everyone and everything. Love is the universal solvent. Love is the universal solvent. And peace can come. Peace can come. It will come. But peace does not come through pacifism. We cannot have true peace in this world if we do not also have justice. We, as a people, all of us in the Belly Button Club, for those of you who have listened to me before, you understand what the Belly Button Club is when I refer to it. But for those of you who may not have heard it from me before, the Belly Button Club is a very exclusive club that only has very, very special members. And if you have or have ever had a belly button, you're already a member. We are all a part of the Belly Button Club. I am. You are. Terrorists are. Terrorists, whether they're over in the Middle East or the ones that are shooting up churches around here, they're all the same thing. They're terrorists. We're all a part of the Belly Button Club. And we're all divine. And we're all a part of the same divine. We need to love everyone. But we also need to ensure and move to make preparations and to make inroads to create that universal justice as well. We need to move for justice as well. Lord Don, who is the first priest and chancellor of the Karelian Nativist tradition, has called a war for peace. And I am fully invested in that, as are many, many people in the Karelian tradition and outside the Karelian tradition. I encourage you to be involved as well. I would like for you to close your eyes, relax, and join me in a prayer for peace.
There is one power in the universe, and I am a perfect manifestation of that power. And as such, I pray for peace, I pray for love, I pray for stability, I pray for the nation where I live, I pray for the world. By my will, so mote it be, and it is so.
Thank you. In recap of the section here on peace, I want to say that we talk about community, and we talk about communication. And in the spiritual world, we talk about communion. All of these things are very similar, and they're all interconnected, because we can't have community without communication. And communion is communication. Also, on a very deep level. And as far as communion goes, we need to have that communion with the divine. And we also need to be in communion with all of our brothers and sisters in the Belly Button Club. And all of our brothers and sisters in the entirety of reality, in nature. Nature not as in the leaves on the trees and the grass that grows and the flowers, not that kind of nature. I'm talking about nature, that underlying nature of reality. We need to be in communion with that. We need to be in communion with the divine. And they're all together. They're all the same thing. As above, so below. As the universe, so the soul. Think about that. We are all together. We are all one. For those of us who have forgotten that we are eminently divine and are making bad choices, then the rest of us, you love them unconditionally, need to help them. And I'm not talking about sending them away to some kind of soft therapy farm or something like that. No, wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. You know what's wrong. I know what's wrong. We feel it down deep in our hearts and our souls. We know it when we see it. It's very difficult to define. I can't give you a definition for what is wrong. Defining wrong is kind of like defining pornography. I can't really give you a definition, but I know it when I see it. And you do too. And remember, as Doreen Valente said in the early 70s in her book, to allow wrong to flourish unchecked is not harming none. On the contrary, it's harming everybody. I hope that something that I have said tonight in this episode has struck a chord with you. And I hope that you will think about it. Think about what I've said. Meditate on it. Pray about it. Whatever it is you do to connect or open that connection with the divine, that imminent divine within you, that candle burning deep inside your breast. Whatever it is you do to connect, do that. And think about what I've said. Let's all get engaged in this spiritual war for peace. Let's all do the praying. But remember that the energy work and the praying is not all that needs to happen. Consider someone that comes to you and says, well, I cast a spell to get a job. I don't have a job. I cast a spell to get a job, and nothing's happening. I've been without a job for a year now, but I keep casting this spell. And then you ask them, well, have you applied anywhere? Have you followed up on it? Have you, went out and looked for a job? And they go, well, I cast a spell. Okay. We all know where this goes, right? We all know where this lecture goes. There's no reason for me to continue this. Praying for peace is the same thing. It's important. Absolutely. It's absolutely important. But at the same time, we need to act. We need to act on it. We need to stand up and say no. We need to stand up and say, no, that's wrong. And we need to gather together and say, that's wrong. We need to look at events, like recent events, the church in South Carolina that got shot up. That is wrong in so many ways. We all know it. We don't need to turn our back on it, or we don't need to brush it away. It is wrong. And remember, this is not the only incident. Within the United States and outside the United States, all over the world. And I'm going to draw you right back to what Doreen Valente says. To allow wrong to flourish unchecked is not harming none. On the contrary, it is harming everybody. We are evolving. I challenge you to be involved as we evolve. And remember always, I love you, each and every one of you, because you are divine. Whether you realize it or not. If you would like to learn more about me, just a simple witch, I ask you to click over to www.revonix.com. That's revonix.com. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, or complaints, I've got my flame retardant underwear on and I'm ready to receive. rev.cchapman@gmail.com or revonxhp@ladyofthecircle.org. Either way, sure to get me. In all things, may you blessed be. I pray something you have heard in this episode will make you think. I don't care if you think like me. I just want you to think. I challenge you to be involved as we evolve.
Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.